Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Amy, kailan yung magandang panahon o yung tamang panahon na kailangan na nating humingi ng tulong sa iba?
Ngayon, meron kasi talagang mga symptoms that become very, very overwhelming for a person. So, kapag ka ang racing thoughts mo ay hindi nakaka-apekto na sa tulog mo, nakaka-apekto na sa daily life mo, mas mainam na, you know, to seek professional help as well. Ang gusto ko rin malaman din ng siguro mga viewers natin na Pilipino, ang Medicare actually has 6 psychological sessions allowed for Australians. Marami sa atin na mga Pilipino, hindi natin alam to at hindi natin ginagamit ito. Pero marami din naman sa atin, lalo na yung mga kabataan, they know what's going on with themselves. And kapag kaalam na nila na, uy, iba na ito, hindi na ito kagaya ng dati, or hindi na ako ito, then that's when they actually go to their GP, present themselves and go like, I think there's something going on with me.
So pag hindi ka na
talaga self-awareness na hindi ako kagaya ng dati.
Pag hindi ka na nakaka-function at mapakali.
Oo, minsan kasi hindi mo ma-identify kung ano yun eh. Kaya nga, kailangan mo siguro ng professional help or guidance from your doctor on what to do next.
Pero
kasi there's something going on.
Sa kultura natin, may stigma, hindi ba? Pag humihingi ka ng tulong sa iba.
Medyo malaki ang stigma natin. Maraming iba na sinasabing ang depression is not really taken as a real condition.
Mm-mm.
Ang problema kasi sa depression is walang blood test, kagaya ng diabetes or ng hypertension, to actually say na oo nga, depressed ka. Pero ang depression kasi, may mga criteria kasi yan. So we cannot just willy-nilly say na, oh, depressed ako. Meron talagang criteria na sinusunod yan. Kaya ang importante is to identify that with a proper professional na makaka-identify nito with you. Malaki ang stigma ng Filipino community with depression. I think it's because when we seek help to a psychologist or psychiatrist or any mental health professional, this sort of like signals losing faith. It means, parang na-embarrass din tayo na baka may makita sa atin that there's something wrong with us.
Pero walang masama na humingi ng tulong.
Walang masama kasi ang nakikita ko sa ibang kultura, they present themselves so much more, more preventive ang ginagawa nila because Medicare sessions are there. And then they will actually have a discussion about this with the professional. And minsan, ang nangyayari, kapag ayaw mo or reluctant tayo mag-present sa professionals, pag-present mo sa professionals, usually, ang nakikita ko, medyo severe na.
Hmm.
So, tumagal na yung depression or tumagal na masyado yung anxiety. So much so na nakaka-apekto na masyado ito ng buhay ng mga tao. So, mas mahirap, hindi ba, kung severe ang ating condition. Kesa sa somebody says like there's something going on with me, and then magagawa ng paraan early on.
Ika nga nila, mas maaga, mas maayos, mas maaagapan.
Oo, early intervention is definitely more, very, very helpful.
At panghuli, higit sa lahat, mananatiling lihim o confidential ang lahat ng ito.
Oh, definitely, yes. I always assure this. Ang maganda, may mga Filipino psychologists and psychiatrists who are available to actually speak the language as well. Minsan kasi, yan din ang fear ng mga Filipinos. Baka hindi ako maintindihan.
Oo, yung kwan, yung ano.
Oo, pero meron, tsaka yung baka hindi lang maintindihan din yung kultura ko,
oo,
where I'm coming from. So meron naman a few of us who are also Filipino, migrant din ako dito, na kaya naintindihan ko yung fear na yon. Pero ang kailangan mo lang talaga is to present and say, I need help.
Walang masama kung hihingi ng tulong, at kung nararamdaman na natin na kailangan natin ng tulong ay yun ang una nating gawin.
Very, this becomes very, very confidential. Like for in my practice, I always tell my clients na ang relationship natin dito is in this room, in this psychology session room. Magkikita man tayo in social gatherings, then I am very aware that I need to keep confidentiality. And therefore, hindi ako magsasabi or anything at all, even to present as knowing that client. No, I'm not going to do that. Simply because I need to keep the confidentiality of anybody. Sanay na ako, kahit sa Philippines dati, may magpre-present sa akin, ayaw din nilang sabihin yung mga pangalan nila because of the social stigma of seeing a shrink or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. So, naintindihan ko yung need for them to keep that confidentiality, and then I will always keep that. Nobody will even know that you're seeing me. Ganun ka-confidential dapat para ma-assure ko yung Filipino public na, you know, we're just here to be able to help you alleviate those symptoms and nothing else.
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo, Dr. Amy Santos. At sana sa susunod na araw ay makatanggap naman tayo ng mas magagandang balita.
Oo nga. We'll just carry on and we will make it. We will survive this. Just keep yourself healthy mentally and also physically kasi importante ito.
Yan. At ang social distancing, gaya nga ng sabi mo, hindi naman nangangahulugan na hindi ka na makikipag-usap sa iba.
Totoo. Keep the communication, pero know that when, you know, nagiging problema na, know that how to solve this problem and then move on, distract, and keep yourself mentally filled. Another, Maridel, a humor therapist actually suggested, do 3 chuckles a day, hearty chuckles. And this means, you know, listening to jokes that are funny, that will make you laugh. Kasi yung ruta sa brain natin is the same root as our anxious path. So kapag tumatawa tayo sa mga jokes natin, at ang Pilipino magaling dyan eh, di ba? Magaling tayo sa mga jokes natin. We make light of the situation because that is how we survive. Kaya dapat yun yung i-continue natin. So, yung humor therapist was suggesting do 3 chuckles a day. Now that we're a little bit more serious nowadays, I suggest 5 chuckles a day. Really, you know, something that will make you laugh. Watch comedy shows, you know, read a joke, and then share it with conversation, of course, with social distancing observed. Pero, you know, make people laugh. Kasi na di-distract tayo from that anxious thought process.
Maraming salamat. Magandang tip yun. Maraming salamat, Dr. Amy Santos.
Sige. Salamat, Maridel.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.